He is faithful to us. Yahshua was faithful unto the death. Even when the enemies came against him, he was still faithful. Even the great battle of Gethsemane, he said, Yah, this is something here. But I want you to know it's not my will, but it's your will be done. Because Yah wants Israel to hear. And we must learn the statutes of Yah. We must learn what's right. And the only way you're going to learn what's right is hearing. Your children cannot teach themselves. And we are all children. Your children, when they teach themselves, they become arrogant. They think they know more than you. You tell me they're not children, they think they know more than their parents. They're old folks that never could hardly read or write. Their sons and daughters, they sent them off to college. When they came back, they thought they knew more than them. But yet, parents had a wisdom that was so profound. And their broken grammar, they could talk to them and say, honey, Isaac ain't been to that big college house up there. But Isaac can tell you something, honey, baby. And their wisdom was so profound because it was an actual wisdom. It was a principle that had come to them, or the wisdom that had been revealed unto them by the experience of things in life. The child had faced a false thing that they had conjured in their mind because of their learnings that they thought they knew. But though mom and daddy had experienced the things, they knew the reality of life. Hallelujah. And they hadn't gotten what they had gotten by not understanding or having a certain wisdom to understand the nature of people. And that was the truth. Hallelujah. So Yah understands our nature. So he's given us limitations within this nature. Because we allow this nature to go, it will do anything that is imaginable. And we know what we have imagined. We're all capable of doing that, all right? So we must learn his statutes. And we must keep them. And we must do them. How do I do them? That's why we can do all things. We can do all of them. In Yahshua. For he is the strength of the statutes. The mishpatim of the Torah of Yah. We can do it through Yahshua. In your own strength you cannot do it. That's why he sent forth his living word. Israel could not do it. But we can do what he commands. Not what this religious world teach. We can do all things, get houses. No, we can do all things according to the Torah. We can do all things according to the Torah. We can keep the statutes. We can keep the mishpatim. We can keep the judgments of Yah. We can keep the Torah of Yah. We can do all things through Yahshua that gives us strength. Hallelujah. Yahshua is the strength of the Torah, not the strength of our carnal desires and our carnal pleasures. We must hear. That's why we must hear. And that's why the mercenaries of hell do not want us to hear. That's why it caused our ears to be dull of hearing. That's why we get fidgety. We looking for the time. When shall it be? Hallelujah. Let us hear what Yah says. It says in the 34th chapter, Devarim 11. There's a tremendous amount of scripture that deals with the shemach, or hearing, and the ozin, the ear, or the ozin, or the hearing. The ozin is the ear, the ozin is the hearing. The ozin is to understand the language, the ozin is to understand the communication of Yah. It says in Devarim 31, verse 11, when all Yisrael is come to appear before Yahweh your Abba, and in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this Torah before all Israel in their ozin, in their hearing, to uncover the ear. It is to reveal, to receive of Yah's revelation. That is what the ozin is. He says, you shall uncover the ear of all Israel, the ozin. That is the only way you're going to be able to hear. The only way. You must hear what Yah speaks. When you come before Yah, Yah has chosen the place that we gather. It's by it. Assemble ourselves together. That we may hear. And that you speak the Torah. You read this Torah. You read the commands of Yah before Yisrael. In their ozin. In their ears. In their ear. That they may understand this revelation. That's why Yahshua speaks. He says this. Listen in Matithiah 13:13, as he speaks concerning the parable of the sower. I want to move quickly. I want to finish this. Yeshua says, and that's why Moshe says, now, Israel, you must understand the Torah. The Ozin is the uncovering of their ears. It is the revealing of Yah, it is the revelation of Yah, and Yeshua is the revelation of Yahweh, is he not? He's the revelation of the power of his living word. It says in Matitiah 13:13, Yeshua said, therefore I speak to them in parable, because they see not, and hearing Ozin, they shemach, they hear not, neither do they understand why. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Yeshaya that says, by hearing by Ozin, you shall shemach, and you shall not understand why. And seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. Why we don't hear, why we don't see the power of Yah, the kingdom of Yah, the coming of his kingdom. For this people love is wax gross. Now, I thought about that when I read that today. It was a word that we used to use. The word gross, you would hear people use that in my days. Gross. Filthy. Had a metaphor of being filthy, unclean. It was callous. It was stupid. Someone does something, they say, that is so gross. That's what they would say. Gross. And so Yah says, because for the people love has waxed gross. Your love never waxed gross in the place that Yah chose for you to come and hear his voice. You tell me your heart waxed gross and dull of hearing of Ozin, Yah. That this revelation, that is what the ear is for. It is to reveal the power of Yahweh to us. That's what we must hear. That's what we must shemach. And the Ozin reveals unto us in the language of Yah that we can understand the language that Yahweh speaks unto us. And because our hearing or the people, our love has waxed gross, and the ears or the Ozin are dull of Shemaka, is dull of hearing. We get dull, they become boredom. So our minds wander and our thoughts. That's why we don't trust him. That's why we don't believe him. We wander, our minds wander to every kind of conclusion of the matter, doesn't it? It can't be like this in this day, brothers and sisters. This is the spirit of the mercenaries of hell. And it is. We got to hear Yahweh. We've heard every kind of unclean spirit. It's amazing that we can. If we had a television in our home, we can sit before that for hours and hear all kinds of filth and vile things. Even the things that you listen to on the radio, you know they're right, not right, but you'll still listen. Hallelujah. As old preacher would say, come on, hear somebody. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. He said the ears, the ozin, are dull of hearing. They're dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have closed. You find yourself doing that? The inlet unto your ruach. The eye is the inlet unto your ruach. And so when your eyes become closed, you all become dreary and weary. He said, at least at any time that they shall see with their eyes, and that they shall shemach, they shall hear with their ears, their ozin. For what reason? And they shall understand with their lev, and they shall be converted. And I should heal them. That is what the word of Yah does. It converts us unto his way. Do not our minds, let me ask us all this question. Has someone ever come to you and began to tell you things, and the reason they proselytize you is because they want to convert you. They want you to believe what they believe, or they want you to believe this against that one, or for this one. Come on, brothers and sisters, we all have had that. And you have been converted by the hearing of their words, have you not? Oh, she said that, he said that. Yes, we have. And Yahweh says that the power of the word of Yah, the hearing, it converts you, it changes you, it makes you a true son of Israel. We don't hear what he says. And that's why Yahshua spoke in parables. He only meant for Israel to hear the hearers. We must be converted. How do we get converted? We must hear. You will never be converted without hearing. You must hear. You take a drunkard, and all of a sudden, someone speaks words to him. The words that everyone else has spoke to him. But this time he hears, and his whole life is changed. When I visit my natural father, he said this to me. He said, "Son, I was a drunkard. I was a drunkard beyond drunkards." He said, "And one day I was lying in the floor drunk, inebriated, could not even think." And he said, "My daughter," she was 9 then, she walks over to me and says, "Daddy, why do you do that? What is it doing for you? Look what it's got you doing." He said, those words were she said that moment. I said, "I will never drink another drop of liquor." He said, "I've never touched a bottle since that day." You see what the words did? It converted his nefesh. His mind was altered and changed. The impact of those words made him believe, "I know I can." You see, that's why Yah wants us to hear him. It converts us. It changes our process of thinking, our ideas of life and our thoughts. It does, brothers and sisters. It changes us. I want you to hear this. I want to close with a few verses. It says in Amos, chapter 8, verse 11. You all should know this, but I want to read it. Amos 8, 11. As I read this, I thought about Evangelist Horn. And this was one of his favorite scriptures. And yet he did not have the light or the insight of things that we have today. Yet he had the insight. He did not know how to express it. He did not know how to speak it. For the time was just not yet. Yah says here, Amos speaks. He said, "Behold, the day comes," says the sovereign Yah. He said, "I will send a famine in the land, not the famine of bread, nor the thirst of the water, but of the shemach, of the hearing of the word of Yahweh." The famine. From that moment to this day, it continues. We must hear the word of Yah. We must not hear traditions and sermonettes. We must hear the word of Yah. And we know what the word of Yah is. It is His Torah. He said, "There will be famine in the land for the shemach, of the hearing of the word of Yah. And they shall wander from sea to sea." I was listening, and there were those that this man Osteen, they come from every, there are 10,000 people a week that come from all over the world to visit that whole house. And they're impressed. They come from Africa, from Russia, China. And they're trying to hear the word of Yah. He said they will come, they will wander from sea to sea and from north even to east. And they shall run to and fro seeking the word of Yah. And this is profound. And shall not find it. They're not going to find it. That's what he said. And shall not. He did not say they shall. Shall not find it. They shall not. But there's a famine. It exists today. And they're trying to hear, but they shall not find it. Because they go the broad way. For the way of the word of Yah is a straight and a narrow way. And few there be that find it. This is a parable what Yahshua was talking about. Few that find the word of Yah. They don't find it because that way will lead us to His bosom. And that's what we must hear. That's why there must be raha, preachers, that will preach. Kohelet. They must preach the word of Yah. They will seek, and they shall not find it. Now for us, your strength, brothers and sisters, I read this to you. Mishlei 28:9. Listen to it. He that turn away his ear, his ozen, from hearing the Torah, even his tefillah, his prayer, shall be an abomination unto Yah. Do you all hear that? So we that turn our ear away from hearing the Torah, even our prayer shall be an abomination unto Yah. And so people are not hearing that the Torah is the word of Yah. That's what the Torah is, the word of Yahweh. So when you cannot hear the Torah, then our prayers are abominable. When we don't hear what the man of Yah speaks to us out of the Torah and the testimony of Yeshua, we come in the bayit of Yah praying, we have this sense of nothing. It's not real. It's false. It's just an action. Because we turn our ears away from the Torah. We must hear. We must hear. The mercenaries of hell have gone forth to keep us from hearing. To you, my friend, you that have ears, hear what the Ruach, the spirit of prophecy, speak unto his assembly. We must hear what Yahshua speak. May Yah bless you tonight. May he strengthen you. May he bless you all. This is the word of Yah. I speak this unto you tonight. Wasn't the message that I wanted to speak, but this is the one that Yah put in my love as I looked at scripture, as I read. I believe we need to hear this. Hallelujah. Well, you preached on that before. I know I preach on everything before everything I say it over and over. Hallelujah. Well, why is that? Has the Torah changed? Has the judgments of Yah changed? Has the statue? That's why they've been taught to us over and 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 over. When a man does a job over and over the same repetition, he becomes so familiar. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell him how to do it. He knows how to do it. That's what we do with the Torah over and over and over. Today, tonight, in our sleep, in the morning, at noon, at dinner time, at night, in our sleep, in our walk, over and over. And we may learn to fear Yah. May he barak you all. May he strengthen you all, Israel. May he cause his blessings to shine upon you richly. I believe Yahshua is coming. I wait for that moment above all things. Hallelujah. Knowing that this life is going to end one day. I rejoice in all that he has done. And all that he grants unto me. Hallelujah. I rejoice in Yahshua. I rejoice in him. I'm glad just this day to be alive. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you all. You that are listening, may he strengthen you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and your heart fat with the riches of Yahshua. Be encouraged, I am. Yahshua's mighty name. Let us stand to our feet. Wonderful to see you all again. I'm glad to be home, though, that's for sure. Hallelujah. I want to stay in Miami. In all things we do, barak you, Almighty Yah. We bless you for your kindness, your mercy. Pray for those that are listening by the live stream. Bless them, I do pray. The brothers, give them all rest in their bodies that have labored outside of the community. Strengthen them, the sisters that cook today. Give us all comfort and rest tonight. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.